descendant of Llewellyn Moss.
Anton Stilgar.
Anton Stilgar. it's just Stilgar, but with fucking Anton Chigurh's stupid ass fucking haircut and shit. Listen, old Gabe. Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to deep dive minute by minute into the cinematic adaptations of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And this time you're not drinking water.
It was mostly water.
Today we're going to be talking about the fifth minute of the 2021 Dune Part 1 by Denis Villeneuve. We're starting this minute off with a scene at a breakfast table, a widespread on a breakfast table. And Paul is being instructed by the woman yet to be fully introduced, but we know her as Lady Jessica. To get dressed, you lazy bum. Specifically, she's telling him that he needs to be in full dress, even though Paul knows that it's just a ceremony for something that's already been decided.
It does look like a good breakfast, honestly.
Yeah. There's lots of dates and other fruits that I noticed. Personally, I'd be more of a, like, give me a bagel and some schmear kind of person, you know, but.
Well, I wonder if the water on Arrakis would make better bagels than the water in New York.
Depends on who you're asking.
That's true.
I think a New Yorker would fist fight someone over that.
Even though New York doesn't exist in this universe anymore.
Earth still exists.
It's been raised a few times.
Yeah.
So I don't think New York exists, but hey, maybe the Caladanian bagels are the best bagels on Earth.
On Caladan?
On Caladan. In the universe, in the Imperium.
Who knows? That's what I'm thinking of. Can you tell that I'm hungry?
Paul looks back at his mother and says, military? She goes, ceremonial. And I had to note all of the exasperated teenager sighs that Paul gives in this minute.
He is not happy.
He's just like, he's like, Mom, God, I don't want to do this.
I would just love to point out that Rebecca Ferguson was a fantastic choice for the role of Jessica.
Absolutely.
She's amazing in everything that she's been in, but the intensity in her stare that she has in this role just fits Jessica's character so well. I really like how she's not dealing with any of angsty teen Paul's bullshit.
Yeah, she's wonderful. But it switches from, like, she can switch from that intensity to a caring look, like, just in an instant.
Yes.
She's wonderful. 10 out of 10. Shai Hulud for the casting choice.
We're throwing Shai Hulud around like.
Well, I think we're giving them to the people who deserve it.
They do. They do truly deserve them.
Paul asks for some water, and Lady Jessica pours some and says, if you want it, make me give it to you.
Apparently sleepy teenagers can't use the voice when they just wake up. I mean, I have a groggy voice when I wake up too. So I get it.
This is one of those very, so this scene is not in the book at all. Like, they don't have this breakfast scene.
Yeah.
I think it does a wonderful job of explaining a bunch of things to the audience that take, you know, numerous pages to get through in the book.
Yeah.
We get Paul and Jessica's relationship very, very clear, loving mother-son relationship.
Yeah.
We get introduced here in a second to the voice. But we get, more importantly, we get introduced to Paul, and he is kind of this, like, he's this spoiled rich kid almost. I won't spoil's probably too strong of a word, but he's a Duke's son, you know, and he lives a life of luxury, obviously. So it's a very good starting point for us to be introduced to Paul. And the fact that he goes, "Mom, I just woke up." That was my second just teenage sigh.
Yeah. No, he's not having it. And she makes sure that he needs to try. And I don't even know if I would call it a try. I would say it's the most half-assed attempt at using the voice.
Oh, this is a normal voice.
Well, no. He just kind of mumbles, "Give me the water." Yeah. And Jessica calls him out on his shit for it.
Oh, she's absolutely. Like,
"The water can't hear you. Command me."
She's a very patient teacher.
Yes.
She's very patient.
But also will not put up with any of his bullshit either.
Yeah, absolutely. Then we kind of see Paul like refocusing himself. He's getting his wits about him. Maybe if your theory holds up, he's waking up more. And he looks at Jessica and we get this, the wind blowing through the screens in the room.
Through the chimes.
The chimes are going.
And there's a strong focus on the chimes. And once again, props to set directors, props to
of course
all of the crew that worked on this film. It's all gorgeous and beautiful. We get a view of the statue of a man fighting a bull,
mm-hmm,
as we then pan up to a portrait of an older man who the first time I saw the movie I thought was Patrick Stewart as a as a way to, you know, even though Patrick Stewart did not play the Duke Leto or the old Duke, I thought it was just kind of an homage to both Patrick Stewart and to the Lynch film.
We get those scenes, and I was so happy that they included the portrait of the old Duke in this scene, because that does play a fairly prominent background set piece in the books. They talk about it often because the Atreides eventually move to Iraq, it's like they take that portrait with them. The Baron, when he does his barony things, draws note to it. So it's not like it's not a major player in the story, but it is something that it gets mentioned. So just seeing it back there was like, that was a really cool thing to see. And he's in his full like matador costume, which, you know, will be explained later, as, you know, bullfighting was a love of the old Duke. So yeah, it was a really cool little Easter egg that they threw in there.
Attention to detail.
Yes, absolutely.
10 Shai Hulud. Actually, 11 Shai Huluds out of 10.
Okay, now we're just diluting Shai Hulud. The Shai Hulud market is going to crash.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
We get another attempt from Paul, and his voice is very wifty and waspy.
Doesn't work though, does it?
No.
Doesn't work. Almost. What I do love about this, I think they did it in a really cool way. You see his mouth move.
But there's the delay.
Yeah, before you hear the words.
Yeah.
So that to me, that says it's, you know, I'm hearing this from Jessica's perspective. And it's just, it's a very interesting way of the sound mixing with the visuals, to, you know, communicate to the audience that he is giving her a command that is, if it worked, she would not be able to ignore. And you see her like kind of like look away or think about it for a second. You see her hand move with the water, like giving it to him. But when she opens her eyes, she hasn't touched a thing.
So I would actually disagree with that. Okay. I see the delay between his mouth moving and the sound of the voice actually coming out of his of his mouth as a way of another way of saying Paul is not good at this. He's trying, but he is not good at this. Mm. And I see Jessica's movements almost as like a movement of pity, where she's like, I want to make him think that he's getting better, but still show him that I am still fully in control of all of my faculties.
Okay.
So that's I would disagree with you on that.
No, it's a good read though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
To me, it's more of, oh, you're trying. Bless your heart.
And she even says something to that effect, but that's later.
Yes. That's
the minute ends with the wind chimes and the ominous music.
Yes.
So I want to talk about Jessica for a second. So this is the first scene, first minute where we are, we're really introduced to Jessica. Mm-hmm. So I just want to talk briefly about her as a character.
Sure.
And I will keep this brief. So Jessica is the Duke Leto Duke Leto's wife. She is a sister of this order called the Bene Gesserit, which we will meet in great detail later in the movie. And Paul's mother.
I'm going to interrupt you there real quick. I thought Leto never took her as a wife.
That is so. You're right. They did. They never married. Thank you for that.
Yes.
They never married.
Because they specifically left him available for marriage in the event that any kind of
political
alliance were needed.
As a Dune fan, that is an embarrassing mistake on my part.
Get and fucking I, called out.
I apologize. I will return all my books. I'll return my card.
That's okay. At least you didn't fuck up like I did with your notes. Though maybe both of us did.
I'm going off notes right now.
All right.
So and this thing that Jessica is trying to get Paul to do is this. Bene Gesserit skill that they have called the voice. And it is the Bene Gesserit's way of pitching their voice into a certain pitch, depending on who they're talking to, in order to give them a command that not even that the person will follow without even knowing that they're following it. So they, you know, if the Bene Gesserit uses the voice, like a skilled Bene Gesserit, if they use this voice on you, you will do whatever they say and you won't even know that you've done it.
It's control of the subconscious.
Absolutely. So that is the skill that Jessica is trying to teach Paul in this moment with the, you know, hand me the water. Give me the water.
Yeah, and it's worth noting, too, that this isn't the first Bene Gesserit skill that Paul has been taught. This is just the first one that we see him learning from his mother.
No, absolutely. We will dive into Paul's relationship with the Bene Gesserit much more over the course of the next few minutes and the next few movies.
Yes.
So we'll come to find that that relationship is one of the core themes of Denis Villeneuve's Dune movies.
Yeah, and Denis himself had even acknowledged that he is making his adaptation a more Bene Gesserit focused adaptation. There are, as we've talked about, a million different things that are left out from this, and it's all a matter of making the movie digestible to everyone. Mm-hmm. But Denis' focus was entirely on the relationship between Paul and the Bene Gesserit.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, that's all my notes for this minute. Anything else on yours?
It's a short minute with a lot of breakfast. Well,
it's the same length as any other
minute. Well, you know, no, there's a minute with a lot of breakfast and a lot of ethereal filmography. Not a lot of content in it, but the content that is there is important as it sets us up for a lot going on later on in the movie.
Absolutely. All right. Well, what would you rate this minute?
This minute's probably going to be 2 Shai Hulud's out of 10 Shai Hulud's for me.
Okay. I think that's fair.
It's introducing us to new characters and new ideas, but there's not a ton of substance outside of a few lines of dialogue in a few one kind of important moment.
Yep. Yeah, I'd agree. I think I'll join you at the 2 mark there. So 2 shy haludes for the 5th minute of Dune. All right, cool. Well, join us next week as we dive into minutes 6 through 10.
Yes.
Of Denis Villeneuve's 2001.
2021.
2021.
A Space Dune. Odyssey. Yes.
I'll just do that again. Yeah, so join us.
No, leave it.
We'll be back next week, folks. See you.